Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Welcome to this very special episode of DWN Productions' Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygab.com. Joseph, I mean Jose Sif. How was your week?
Yeah, it was all right. How about
you? Was it?
Yeah, sure. It's great.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I heard you're going to have to get some more of your asshole hair plugged into your scalp coming up.
I don't know where you're getting that information, but that's not quite the case.
Oh.
No, I did go out to Horror Freak this weekend for a pop-up, which I didn't know how it would do because I was only taking a rack of shirts with raglans and tanks, but not t-shirts like I usually have laid out on the table. I just took a bunch of junk, you know, comic books, DVD.
Did you bring a trunk to put that junk in, Joseph?
Well, my car was like, I guess they call it a sports utility vehicle. So I don't know if that's a trunk or a hatch.
It's an SUV.
Yeah, so it was more of a hatch, and I had the stuff in there. But yeah, I had stuff laid out on the table, and shit sold. You know, people were buying comics and DVDs and other little knickknacks that I had there. I don't know. So it was a good day, better than expected, for sure.
Were you able to get that Man Thing sold?
Man Thing, I don't know. I don't know if I just took it out of the box and threw it away. I don't know about that one. The fucking graphic novel. And I think I had that priced at $1. Maybe somebody did buy it at some point. I don't know. I got to go through there and see what's still in there and refill it with some other shit I want to get rid of for next time.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Hello, young Tyler. Thank you for helping out this weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. So your week went well.
Yeah, it went. You know, was this the past week? Did I do my taxes last week or this week? I don't know.
Yeah, you said you went to, you and Lisa went to a place to go talk to somebody or something.
Yeah, I guess we did that either this past Monday.
Did you do your quarterly taxes? You still got that coming up.
I haven't done that. I ain't got the money for it anyway, so fuck it. I'll wait and pay them.
I did that today. Mm-hmm. I was just like, well, I'm sending out the fucking thousands of dollars that I owe tomorrow. might as well sprinkle a little more on the pile and make it fucking a third of my savings. So
by Friday, I had like $40 in the bank, you know, which was really, really shitty, but fuck it. You know, it's like, what can I do? You know, so
sell some sperm.
Some shit will wait, some shit won't, but fuck it. You know, oh well.
You know who won't wait?
Who?
Father Time.
That's true. Father Time does not wait. You know, waits he just keeps on a rolling, as they say.
Like the wheel in the sky.
Yeah.
That was a couple weeks ago. Hey, Joe, what'd you watch?
I watched.
Don't drink that. What the fuck did you watch?
Servant.
Season what?
3 on Apple TV.
Did you say Sperman Season 3?
I said Servant.
Servant. Season 3. Okay.
Yeah. And like the other seasons, nothing really progresses. You know, they're not answering any questions to the big mystery. Like, was this girl part of a cult? Is she somehow like a demon or some kind of spirit or some shit? They're not giving you any answers. They're just stringing you along. But it's good enough to keep watching. And like I said before, it's like a 30-minute show. So it's a lot easier to get through. You can just zoom through an episode. And it's worth a watch. It's good stuff. I would recommend it if you have Apple TV, which I really can't recommend because there's not a lot of shit on it. You know, they don't have a big catalog. So unlike Netflix or Disney, they're not just buying like libraries from different studios and shit, trying to ramp up their inventory of shit that you want to go for. You know, like what did Disney do? They got all the shitty Marvel TV series on their platform now.
Ah, I haven't watched that Disney shit since they released a episode of some shit on Marvel Legends figures.
Well,
so I don't know.
Trying to see if they had the Spider-Man's movies that I haven't seen.
No, it's probably on the Sony shit.
Yeah. No, everywhere I looked, it was like, you got to pay to watch it. You got to pay, you know, $3, $6. You
go to the theater.
Yeah, sure, it's there. Not that much effort. You know, I don't want to watch it on my computer.
Just right-click. Just go to the theater and right-click.
And do what?
I don't know what happens when you right-click something.
You can save it and watch it on your computer later?
Nah. I mean, you can.
Not for me, buddy. Not for me. Didn't I just say I don't want to watch it on my computer? So that's what I was debating. And it's plus, it's not even that fucking important. You know, that movie with Mysterio, how old is that? You know, 10, 12 years?
No, 8 months.
So it doesn't matter. You know, I'll watch it eventually. You know, you said it's your favorite because you're a big Mysterio fan because he does special effects.
Hey, we'll get to that next week.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. We'll
get to that next week. Hopefully, Joe. Hopefully we'll get to next week.
Yeah, that one and the other, the one with the Electro.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
You should. It's a classic.
And then there's a couple of them with the new guy that I haven't seen. I think the only one I saw with him was
the one with Father Vulture.
Yeah, Vulture. You know, No Way to the Prom or something.
It's pretty good.
And it's, hey,
look, I'm actually wearing a Spider-Man 2 hat.
You are.
The one with the leg. I'll sell you my hat, Joe.
You know, it doesn't have much of a plot.
$80 plus shipping.
I ain't got it. Sorry.
It's a good deal for a used
hat. It is a very good deal. You know, I'll post it on the page that you're selling your hat.
For $80 plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
And if you're in Texas, you'll have to be charged sales tax. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules.
First class mail.
Well, I mean, if you want to pay for priority, that's fine, but it will ship first class since it is under 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the dicks you suck, which are definitely above 16 ounces.
Let's see, go. Thank you. You're on fire today, Tom. Yeah. So, did you watch some shit?
Sure.
Fanboy 13, Tom? I don't know what that is. I mean, this is an audio program, so
not anymore.
See this paper you're holding up.
The numbers tell me that this is definitely a YouTube show.
Oh, so we're YouTubers.
That's what the numbers say, Joe.
We're a horror YouTube podcast, or what do they call it?
Oh, I don't know.
What do they call it? I don't know. We're vloggers or something. YTubers or some
bullshit. I would say we are vagina loggers.
Okay.
Right?
Cloggers, more like it.
Damn, because you got that lumpy cum because you're old?
That's it.
Fuck. That
must be it, though.
Sorry about that.
Is that supposed to happen when you're old?
I don't know. I was asking you. I don't know what would clog up the pipes unless it was all clumpy.
You're clogging up their pipes, huh?
Kidney stones.
Did you watch anything, Tom? Because this is a movie podcast.
I read a book.
You didn't read no fucking book. The Art of Goosebumps. So you looked at the pictures.
Joe. Yeah. I love me some art books.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they are the best books. Hello, Jerry. This one's pretty good because it is mostly art. So it goes through it goes by series of Goosebumps, which I really never paid attention to series.
Does it have an introduction by R.L. Stein?
Joe, let's crack this fucker open and I'll tell you. Spoiler alert, it does. I thought this was a cool fucking splash page. I don't know if that's what it's called in these kind of books. But I thought that was pretty cool.
It's called a frontispiece.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's a different medium?
Yes.
I understand.
So keep talking. Roll the narrative.
I was trying to find it. It's got two pages and a lot of pictures. That's the introduction by R.L. Stein. It's mostly pictures. And that's about the same with the artist. Oh, what was his name? Tim Jacobus? Yeah. I always think of saying Jim. But I'll just let you see kind of how it's set up. It's got like prelim sketches and shit and like a fucking color template. And then on the other side, you got the big picture, the big art, and then a little blurb about it on top. I mean, if you like the fucking art, this is kind of fucking, yeah, get it. It's all collected here and you get to see the sketches and shit. And some of them have like photo reference that he took. And that shit I always like seeing. Like Alex Ross will have his photo reference and shit. And then you see what he painted and all that. Excuse me. That's one of my favorite things about art books, is looking at the picture that they were basing their shit out of and see how they fucking translated the shapes and everything in their head. So like everyone.
Process then.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So this artist, he was at the Halloween Preservation Festival last year. And I was out of town, but I don't know if this book had come out by then, but that would have been a cool thing to get that dude to sign rather than just, you know, one of the Goosebump books.
For sure. I mean, it's a big fucking book. It's hardcover and it has those big white fucking spaces at the very opening. What's that called? The very opening of a book, Joe? The front inside cover?
The frontispiece?
But yeah, it's good shit. How much is this thing? It should have a price on there. $30. I got it for my birthday. Not sure if it was cheaper off of Amazon or not. But I mean, $30. For all the fucking art and sketches and shit. If you're into fucking like art and shit and you like that, I don't see why you wouldn't buy it. So, yeah, would recommend, Joe. I would recommend. It's good shit. Good, good shit.
Good shit. You heard it here first. It's on.
And I think there's a McFarlane Spider-Man art book coming out. So I think I will throw down for that. This definitely reinvigorated me to be like, oh, yeah, I want to go find some more art books. Because for a while I was buying a bunch of those things. And I'm sure they're in a bin somewhere, fucking under the bed or somewhere. Like, I know I got a couple Lee Weeks ones somewhere that'll be fucking dope to thumb through again, but. Good shit. I am a fan of art books and making of movie books. That and that's probably the only books I would get now in my older ages. So yes, Art of Goosebumps would recommend. Even if you're really not a fan of Goosebumps, but you like Halloween art and shit, then I would say check it out for sure, because it is a Goosebumps book, but I mean, it's like Halloween and monster art shit. So,
yeah,
fuck it.
Sounds cool. Looks cool from what I could see. Yeah, so I watched
Getaway. Can we say hello to Jerry? Sorry for cutting you Jerry. Off, but if we didn't, hello.
Yeah, I think he would cover that. But I watched Getaway. Now, this was came from a stack of movies that was given to me by Metal Dave at that VHS show I was at a couple of weeks ago. He said, here. Well, actually, he gave them to Roop to give to me to review on this show. So, this first one that I watched, not fucking good.
What is it? Oh, never mind. I won't spoil that. What was it?
Shit out of this. Getaway is what it's called.
That's right.
Okay, and it used to be called Getaway Girls, and then they changed the title. But it's about a chick that goes on a girls trip. Now, this is when girls go on a trip together. They call it a girls trip.
Do you ever see that movie, Girls Trip?
No, I haven't. I've seen Boat Trip, though.
Girls Trip, surprisingly funny.
This movie is not. So her friends that go with her on this trip, they're lesbians, you know, they're lovers. So why
no, I don't
a trip with them? Wouldn't it be like kind of uncomfortable? I don't know. But anyway, we're hearing in the background, like on the radio, like, hey, so many girls have gone missing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, shit, something probably going to happen to this girl, too. That's all these girls have gone missing. They go and they get drunk and go to a bar and like. That's it. Nothing happens until 30 minutes later. She gets real drunk. She's outside of the bar, and these two hillbilly types that had helped her out, like put gas for her when she ran out of gas, they abduct her, Tom, and they take her back to their little farm and, like, you know, string her up. And she goes, well, I'm going to call down a curse on you guys, and you know, bad shit's going to happen to you. And then weird shit does start happening.
Dinner.
Yeah. But they didn't start getting thin. But anyway, it turns out that these girls were hunting the guys that were abducting girls. And they were just trying to, you know, get their revenge for other girls. Women, yay, stick together. Because that's what women do. And yeah, they pulled the old razzle-dazzle on them. You know, the topsy-turvy. Like, yeah, now we're going to kill you guys because y'all are bad people. That's it. It sucks. There's nothing really in the way of gore or nudity or anything that makes a shitty horror movie tolerable, but we'll get to that too in a bit. Yeah, it sucks. It's I don't know. I don't know when the trend of like taking nudity out of horror movies, you know, came up, but it's a terrible trend. You know, it's just bring back the tits is what you need to do.
So, what do you got against women, and why are you trying to steal my gimmick as the lady killer, Joe?
No, this is was directed by a man, maybe.
You got to throw up the quotes,
man. So I don't know. I don't know much about the guy. I don't care, and yeah, just not good. Can't recommend. Can't
why? Because bitches.
If you're a fan. Of Scout Taylor Compton, or whatever the fuck her name is.
And who isn't?
She's in this. And yeah, I know she's got a a big following in the horror community because she's such a tremendous actress. Yeah, there's nothing about that chick.
I've heard her name once, and that was because she was a guest at the fine Houston Horror Film Festival.
She was in one of the Halloween movies, and then a bunch of movies like this.
Then a bunch of movies like this with powerful women, which you hate because it makes your penis even softer than it is.
Tom, what'd you watch?
Well, Joe, I watched a movie you suggested. I was like, all right, man. Joe doesn't really suggest movies for me to watch that often. And he specifically said, hey, you're a fan of prosthetic work? I think you'll like this movie. I mean, besides the fucking the villain from the first movie having like mortician's wax over his face because maybe he got some weird burn or something. He looked fucking weird in this movie. I don't know if it was, I don't know.
The or guy, maybe, Tom, it's because it wasn't the guy from the first two movies, but a different guy altogether that they made up and did such a good job that you thought it was somebody, the same guy with some kind of skin disease.
I mean, it looked like a fucking, like somebody with like a fucking embarrassment mask a burn victim would wear or some shit. It kind of came off as like a weird cross dresser. Like something was definitely fucked up with the face.
We're talking Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor, by the way. Tom has a problem of like not sharing the name of the movie until after he's talking.
I was going to get to it. Because
you know fucking good, listeners. But don't worry, I'm there for you. I got your fucking back, as they say.
He's got your back.
So Tom thought it was a guy from the original movies because he doesn't recognize applications when they're done well.
I said it could have been. But I mean, that is the character. He's the fucking guy from the original movie.
Yes, it is the character. Nice save there, Tom. Nice save.
And it's got some fucking 90s tits in it. But besides that, this nothing's happening in this fucking movie at all.
Boxer 4, I would say, is the greatest entry and even surpasses the first movie.
Not at all.
This is Sacha Mitchell again. And
I thought that was the fucking lady in the movie until you fucking posted something. I was like, oh, shit, that's a guy's name.
Yeah,
I guess not.
Formerly star of Step by Step, the TV series.
And I used to watch that shit, and I couldn't even tell that was him until you just said that. Now it's not even clicking that was him.
And although we have no record of this, because in the last movie he went back to the school and started teaching the school, all of a sudden, in this one, he's married and he's in jail because Tong Po framed him somehow. It's not explained how. Throughout the movie, he got framed and sent to jail.
That's fucking burn victim mask face?
Yes.
Okay, so, Bong Joon-ho.
So while Sacha Mitchell is in prison, Tong Po kidnaps Sacha Mitchell's wife and keeps her as a fuck slave. And
Not really.
A few times at least.
I don't think so. I think he just kept her in a room and let her fucking eat the juices out of a rat's butt. Because when you finally seen her after she was fucking kidnapped, she looked rough.
Her hair was definitely in need of some conditioner. But so the thing is, Tong Po now, he's the biggest drug lord in Mexico. Every year he holds a tournament. The winner of the tournament gets to fight him. And they can take over and be the drug lord and whatever if they beat him. But it's
like a bootleg back alley Mortal Kombat. This really sucks. It's
Mortal Kombat, and definitely better than any of the fucking Mortal Kombat movies.
Definitely not.
This is
you are a Thomas Matthews fan.
Very fun, horrible movie that I give my highest recommendation. Tom was probably still in a shitty mood when he watched it. You know, just roll.
No, I was ready to watch some good shit.
I don't want to watch. Oh, this is terrible.
Not at all. I was ready to watch some good shit. I was like, all right, this is going to be awesome.
I'm in a comfortable chair. And it's a good movie. I definitely recommend it. If you're like Tom and just hate everything, skip it, you know. But if you like fun, if you like laughs, if you like some good action, check it out.
You won't find it here.
Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor. Go to Tubi, watch it there for free, and you're going
to that should tell you all you need to know. Please watch our movie for free. It's a nothing happening movie. Pretty fucking boring. Tom Matthews is terrible in it. Everyone's pretty terrible in it. There's not really a whole lot of action, and the action there is isn't good. I've seen a lot of bad, so bad they're good movies, quote unquote. This isn't one of them. This one's just kind of fucking lame. And Vinegar Syndrome will probably be releasing it soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Tom's wrong on all counts except that everybody is horrible in it. Everybody is. And that's part of the magic of this movie. It's bad, you know, but it is wonderfully bad. You're going to dig it, folks.
I don't think so. But then again, Tom, I'm not a fan of,
you know, he doesn't really think movies to begin with anyway. But hey, Tom.
Then it seems like I made this movie because it was dumb as shit.
No, if you'd have made this movie, I mean, nobody would have ever watched it before. You know. But what did you watch, Tom?
Nothing.
All right. I guess Tom's not going to talk about Fanboy 13.
Talked about that last week.
Well, I thought you wanted to talk about it again. I thought
Why would I want to talk about that piece of shit? I wasn't going to finish it. Fucking sucks. Shit's a goddamn fucking embarrassment. And it seems like they're making fun of the fucking fans. The whole movie's just fucking embarrassing. I think that's the best word to describe it. It's embarrassing. I know you were in a Friday the 13th movie and you wanted to capitalize that, and I understand, take the money from the fucking rubes or whatever you call them, but it was fucking embarrassing. You're making a fucking goddamn slasher movie about a fucking serial killer that fucking murders the cast of the Friday the 13th series flat out, and it stars Dee Wallace. Again, nothing about her, but that's retarded fucking shit. She was the star of Critters.
Skip that and watch Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor instead. And speaking of Friday the 13th, Tom, it's time to get bloody.
Is it? Was there any blood in this movie? Because I forgot pretty much all of it.
What movie, Tom?
Bloody Murder.
Bloody
the world's murder. Or fucking Hollywood Video's most fucking famous VHS cover that was never rented by anybody. But everybody always... Oh, yeah, I remember that cover. I always seen it, but never rented it because it looked like a blatant fucking ripoff piece of shit.
Certainly not by me. I never rented it. I never purchased the 4-DVD pack that it was on, which included Bloody Murder 2 and two other movies I'd never heard of. But no, never bought that, even when it was $5 or whatever. Always thought, you know, that's a pretty blatant ripoff. Those movies gotta suck. And they do. Or at least this first one does. Bloody Murder is about some, I don't know, are they college age? What age are they supposed to be?
I don't fucking know, dude. I really don't remember much because it is a fucking lame, forgettable piece of fucking shit that is not worth anybody's fucking time whatsoever.
It is really bad, really forgettable, easy to tune out of and just like stop paying attention or start fucking daydreaming while you're watching it.
I was watching that shit just like sitting trying to get into it, and I was like, what the fuck? Is this The Aggressor?
Yeah, The Aggressor is great. Skip this movie and go watch Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor. You can watch it on Tubi. Now, this movie, as I was saying, is about some youths. We'll just say that.
Some 48-year-old teenage camp counselors
are hired to be camp counselors, but they're going in before the camp opens, you know, to set up, you know, to do some repairs on the place, set up the obstacle courses, things like that, throw canoes in the lake.
Get the old archery range set up.
Yeah, but this this camp, it has a history. Like, there's some murderer out there, and he wears a ski mask, or not ski mask.
Trevor Morehouse.
Yeah, Trevor Morehouse. You were paying attention, because fucking I didn't remember that. And this Trevor Morehouse, or whatever they want to call this killer, starts
Mikey!
Camp counselors, and in very bloodless ways.
Joe, stop what you're doing. You got to say hi to Mike. He's Mikey! Here all the fucking time.
Fuck. Sorry, hey, Joe Denton. Yeah. I mean, you want to fucking ignore Joe, even though he came on before that.
Oh, shit, I do. Joey!
Yeah. But, yeah, there's no blood in this movie, despite its title. There's no nudity. No,
there isn't, is there?
No, there's nothing. It is a very dull, dull movie. Yet somehow it managed to get an R rating.
The language, maybe.
They didn't even cuss all that much.
Cuss? That's what you say?
Right.
Some people say cuss. Those are usually Southerners. Some people say curse. And those are you.
Assholes.
I was going to say the British. Same thing, hey? Nah, there's a couple good ones, Joe. And some people say swear. That's what I do.
British also say torch. Flashlight. So they say things kind of differently.
I hear you.
But yeah, oh, I would not recommend this film to anybody. This is a absolute, completely big waste of time. Awful.
It's a blatant Friday the 13th ripoff, like unabashedly. Hey, Joe.
All right, Lozo. Unabashedly.
Besides the whole mom killing and fucking mongoloid old fucking Precious's kid in the lake, I mean, it's just a fucking guy in the woods wearing one of those fucking like a real hockey mask.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck they always say, oh, we went to the old used sporting goods store and bought Jason's mask there. I have never seen that style of hockey mask out of a fucking Friday the 13th movie or a fucking Walgreens Halloween section. Like, this one in Bloody Murder is the style of hockey masks they used to wear before it was like that fucking cage on their head thing that looked like a fucking saw trap. So I don't know where the fuck that came from. I don't even think there's a fucking chainsaw in this movie. One on the cover, not one in here. Mm-hmm. And when you said we're going to watch Bloody Murder, I was thinking of the Camp Blood movies. And I was going to say, oh, I'm glad we're not watching those. They're fucking equally as lame, Joe. So fuck that shit. But yeah, this is just a fucking lame, nothing happening, who gives a fuck people in the woods, maybe getting killed, and in the end, it was the fucking person you expect it to be. Mm-hmm. And there's a weird fucking lesbian thing going on that doesn't really happen for some reason.
Yeah,
like maybe you could have had some kind of drama movie wrapped around a fucking horror movie and did something with the acting. But you didn't even do that. Because you're rubbish filmmakers, mate. Time to crumple you up and toss you in the bin, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not even a big fan of Friday the 13th, but I would watch any of those movies before having to watch this again. I would even sit through maybe a couple hours of Crystal Lake Memories or whatever the fuck that is. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. because I don't give a fuck enough. You know, I don't like to watch 15-minute featurettes on, you know, how this movie was made, much less a 8-hour one or however fucking long that piece of shit is.
JK! Now that you say that, I might pull that Blu-ray and go back and watch it and be like, yeah, I bought the book too. What the fuck, fanboy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be something to go back, because that really isn't about how the movie was made and stuff like that. There's a couple good interviews, but most of it's like, victim number three, talk about your time on the movie. And I don't know. It's, God bless you if that's the kind of shit you're into and all that. But I don't know. Make a fucking documentary where it's like, all right, I don't have the time, but no one who listens to this probably is going to have the time either. But make one of those long-form documentaries like that bullshit-ass, what was that, Into Darkness, Search of Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Where they just got a bunch of talking heads talking about movies. Do that shit, but just talk to effects people. That would be fucking awesome.
Good Didn't shit. They do that on that other one you got?
I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch, but I'd like more. I'm just being selfish here and saying what I would like, Joe. There's new people, and I'm sure you do it.
Yeah.
All right, then. Would not recommend.
No, we're in agreement on this.
Yeah, it's just, it's not even like laughably bad or so bad it's good. It's just a waste of fucking time. Waste of everybody's time involved and everybody who watches. This is like a curse. If you watch this movie, it just took away an hour of your half a life. Oh, fuck, learn to speak. This movie just took away an hour and a half of your life and you will never get back. And you probably won't remember much of this movie anyways. You were robbed. You were robbed of your life by bloody murder. So if the person who made this movie is still alive, fucking here we go. They're here, Joey. Naked HDXYZ here, girls, will do that. What to say? They're not foreigners.
Hey, bots, welcome.
The fuck bots are in the chat. Get on it.
Yeah, but join us next week when we review Bloody Murder 2, the sequel to Bloody Murder.
I've seen two different covers to this. The classic one that has the same mask guy with the hook. Yeah, now he's Candy Mang.
Claw thing, yeah.
And then I seen another one where it's like, instead of red tones, it's blue tones. And it's a guy in one of those Hobby Lobby bucket head masks. So we'll see which one it ends up being. If it's not that one, I'll just watch the other one, talk about them both, I guess. See which Bloody Murder 2 was better.
Yeah. Thwip, thwip.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Tom, I gotta apologize.
It's all right.
Last week was the last issue that Stanley
next week
was gonna be writing. Yeah, it turns out he wrote this one.
Yeah, which, and the next week will be his swan song.
Which this one features his new promising character.
His fucking insensitively... racially insensitive character that he's just trying to say, see
the gibbon. And for those of you that don't know, which I didn't, a gibbon is a type of a monkey, or I don't know, it's not a gorilla, but it's just like one of those monkeys with the long hooked arms, right?
Prezime is a
yeah. Okay. Yeah, the gibbon, Spider-Man's is, he comes home from his last adventure exhausted and just kind of like falls out. And
I don't know how you're going on talking about this when we can't bring up Stan Lee's racism and making a human being look like a monkey. It's not, he doesn't have any powers or anything. I'm just so ugly. I look like a monkey and people throw rocks and stick at me. And now I want to tell people, look, I do good for the world, even though I look like a monkey and you throw rock and stick at me. And Stan Lee sucks.
So that was the Gibbon voice. Half of this issue is Gibbon's origin. I don't know.
Please love me even though I have monkey face. I look like Javier Bardem walking around with that thing I hit people and the cows in the head with.
He's
walking around.
Raised in an orphanage, was never adopted because he was ugly.
He probably actually talked like this, Joe. He was one of these foreigners, yes.
Then we'll get to that next issue. He was kicked out of the orphanage once he passed a certain age.
This is like Leatherface. He's still living at the fucking orphanage as this giant primate of a caveman. Fuck.
Yeah, but this instead Neanderthal of
Neanderthal-headed fucking idiot.
Instead of breaking out of the orphanage, he was kicked out and goes and joins the circus. You know, it says, hey, look at all these acrobatics. Nah, fuck you, dude. You look like a monkey. We're going to put you in a monkey suit. And you're not going to do acrobatics because we already got a fucking aerialist.
Unfortunately, they didn't have any monkey suits that would fit him. So he was put in a hoodie footy pajama.
Mm-hmm. And what's he want now?
Bananas.
He wants to be Spider-Man's partner. Oh. But Spider-Man's is such an asshole. He just laughs at him and makes fun of him, just like everybody else has done in this guy's life. So this guy's had it. He wants to kick Spider-Man's ass, and that's what he plans on doing. But he's going to need a little help. And next issue, we'll get it, because Kraven the Hunter is back. And one of Tom's favorite villains, he's back. And he is going to help out the Gibbon in getting revenge on Spider-Man's, who just makes fun of a dude that's down on his luck.
He's not down on his luck. He just has a fucked up face.
He does.
But I mean, he could have put a mask on. Spider-Man put a mask on. If he would have wore a fucking mask, Spider-Man wouldn't have laughed at him.
Right? Maybe. You're probably right there.
So put a fucking mask on, you ugly bitch.
Pretend
you're that fucked up burn victim from fucking Avenging Angel 4 or Kickboxer 4, whatever the fuck it was.
The aggressor.
Wear one of his stupid fucking prosthetics on your face.
Yeah, not good. Not good. We've established again and again how bad Stan Lee sucks. This can't really wait. Solidifies it. You know, if you're going to go out, might as well just fucking go out with your worst story ever.
Remember what Joe's saying now, everybody, and we'll get back to that in about 10, 15 minutes. Can't wait.
Now, I noticed that in the time, like 8 issues ago, they had started up Marvel Team Up, which teams up Spider-Man's
and with the Human Torch.
With the Human Torch. So I went and read that first issue, and it is
pretty good.
Leaps and bounds better than anything we've read. I forgot who wrote it, but it wasn't Stanley. Maybe it was Ross Andrew did the art. It was Roy Thomas. Roy Thomas wrote it. And it is Spider-Man's and the Human Torch fighting the Sandman. And it's a Christmas story.
And is it? Does he get presents for his daughter?
He goes to see his mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and escapes at the end. It's a pretty fucking cool story. And we hadn't seen that.
Unfortunately, his mom's dead. So
Spider-Man
just kicked the shit out of Sandman in the graveyard.
No, we haven't. But I would much rather recommend to any of you.
Too bad, Joe. We're reading Amazing Spider-Man.
We are, but I'm going to go back and read all these other ones and get concurrent with it so I can have something to compare it with. But fuck it, Stan Lee's about to be out of here anyway. Yeah. The Gibbon.
Yesterday's news.
The Gibbon.
How do they describe it?
He's a fucking big monkey-headed fuck. I'm Mowgli. He looks like Andre the Giant almost.
Introducing the newest Marvel superstar.
Mm.
The birth of the Gibbon. I don't think they ever use this guy again, unless maybe the who was it, the Ravager, killed him and yelled, you know, fucking.
Isn't that an X-Men guy?
I don't know if that was it. There was a guy going around in the Captain America books and a bunch of the other ones that would just pop up and shoot villains and say justice is served. And it was always like real shitty villains that they were getting rid of.
Well, then it wouldn't happen to the Gibbon.
Right, because he's a Marvel's new sensation.
Superstar.
Whatever, right.
Hey, Joe, you like lists?
I've been known to make a list or two. Now, this list, folks, was inspired by Tom's mood last week on the show. And this is our top 10 with honorable mentions movies in which someone kills themselves.
Mm.
Now, on my honorable mentions, I have the Asian film Suicide Club. Has a bunch of little Asian students and they all jump off a train or jump onto the tracks as a train comes by right at the beginning. Bonsai. Then I have the movie Midsommar because her parents killed themselves.
Yeah, oh, her parents didn't kill themselves.
Yeah, they did. They ran
the
a hose.
Sister killed themselves. Was and the sister ran the hose. So the sister killed themselves, but the sister also killed the parents.
Ah.
Because remember, she had that tube up to her mouth.
You're
and shit.
Right. I forgot. You watched the movie several times. I only
Hell
watched
yeah. It. I love that shit.
Then I've got Guyana Tragedy with Powers Booth starring as Jim Jones.
Paula Poundstone.
People drank a bunch of Kool-Aid and killed themselves.
I might want to watch that now.
Then I have Predator. It's the end of the movie. Predator sets a bomb on his arm, blows himself up.
Mm.
Then I have Beer Fest.
Mm.
The old man chugs a beer and then turns off his own life support system.
Mm. Rest and empowerment.
Those are my honorable mentions.
Well, Joe, my honorable mentions are Race War the Remake. Spoiler alert, GED kills himself and everybody else. And then I have Cheese Balls. One of the Klansmen kills himself for having a moment of clarity and finding out what he truly is. And then I have JFK. You know why. We know the truth. You can't hide it anymore. And then I have The Bridge. It's a documentary about people jumping off the fucking Golden Gate Bridge. And then I have The Suicide Club. It's a bunch of Sailor Moon looking fucks jump in front of a train and get splattered upon. They didn't even have to have a guy with a twisty mustache tie him to the tracks. They fucking did it themselves. And those are honorable mentions.
I think I've seen The Bridge. I don't remember.
You should see it in person.
I don't remember. I think I did, but it wasn't that good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you like to wallow in misery.
Oh, so you dug it, for sure. At number 10, I have VHS 2, which is also about a suicide cult. But, yeah, they commit themselves and unleash some demon, and it's like the best segment, or the only good segment in VHS 2.
Mm. I have Frankenhooker, because those prostitutes, they were just killing themselves with that crack. They were going to smoke it anyways. It wasn't his fault. He wasn't killing them. Frankenhooker.
At number 9, I have Dead Poets Society. That guy just wanted to act. He just wanted to be in Shakespeare plays and stuff. His daddy said, no, fuck you. You're going to be a doctor. So he killed himself, hung himself.
I have Street Trash. Because those hobos drank that liquor, even though they knew they were going to melt. Because they were dirty, desperate hobos. Street Trash.
At number 8, I have the Takashi Miike classic, Harakiri, which is about Japanese ritualistic suicide, also known as Harakiri.
I know what it means. He ripped that off from Mortal Kombat.
Great fucking movie. Unlike Mortal Kombat. Fucking great.
And the Mortal Kombat 2021 is awful. I have...
No Kickboxer for the Aggressor.
I have a podcast favorite. One of the great movies around these here parts. And that's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Remake. When the hitchhiker shot herself in the head, she pulled that giant gun out of her giant vagina hole and then shot herself in the head. Handle and all the way up there. Ouch.
At number 7, I have One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Nurse Ratched tells Billy, a.k.a. Chucky, hey, I'm going to tell your mama. So he goes and slits his wrists.
Number 7, I have The Exorcist. Because that priest couldn't handle what he did to that girl and jumped right out the fucking window. Rest in empowerment, Father. Fucking prick.
At number 6, I have The Omen. For the nurse or nanny or whatever she is. And hangs herself in the middle of Damien's party. And it is a great scene, and hell, that is going to be a party that everybody is going to be talking about the rest of their lives.
Liz Ives. Number 6, I have The Frighteners, because Michael J. Fox, he killed himself in the freezer so he can go get that ghost, but don't worry, he come back at the end. Frighteners. Doing the Harlem Shake, or am I doing the fucking MJF challenge? You'll never know. Got him, fucking prick.
At number 5.
Shut up, Jake has a question. Read it out loud, you fuck. This is an audio show.
Jake's talking, taking a shit right now.
All right, hold on. Read it in the voice you think he has.
No, go ahead, Tom.
Number 7, trying to shit right now. It's like trying to shove one of those summer sausages into one of those old school pencil sharpeners. It ain't working right now. Sending out a missile. Oh, they're back. Goddamn. Sorry, Jake. The homo bots are back.
Those girls will do what you say.
Fuck yeah, as long as you give them your monies.
They'll strip without clothing.
Hell yeah. Smooch emoji, you fuck.
So, at number 5, I have Full Metal Jacket. Gomer Pyle realizes he is in a world of shit and then shoots himself.
Joe.
Dom.
My number five is Day of the Dead. Steel finds out he's in a world of shit and then shoots himself. Let me ask you a question, Joe. How do you say yellow?
Yeller.
Jello! Rest in peace, Steel.
At number four, I have the Shawshank Redemption. Because that old man got released from prison, went to work at a grocery store, realized he lives in a world of shit, so he hung himself in his little flophouse room.
He's a good man.
Dead man.
Well, Joe, my number four is a movie from the future in where Bruce Willis decides he doesn't want to live anymore. So he shoots himself in the head. And that is Sin City.
An old man dies. And a young lady lives. Or some shit like that. I don't know.
You almost had it. For
Jessica Alba. At number three, I have Creepshow. Jordy Vero, he did it now. So I might as well kill himself.
I did forget about Creepshow. That probably would have been on the list. But it isn't, so fuck it. My number three... stars Ron Livingston as Peter Gibbons, and this is Office Space. You know Gibbon means monkey, right?
I do know that.
Oh, Gibbons means monkeys.
Type of monkeys. Your type.
This is where old Tom tries to kill himself, but he can't even do that fucking right.
Doesn't count, because he didn't do it.
He tries to, though.
Doesn't count.
Still a good movie.
Doesn't count. At number two, I have Harold and Maude. Harold falls in love with Maude. She kills herself.
Is she a British Maude?
She's an old lady. Not a British Maude, though.
Shout out to all our Torch fans out there. You got that joke, bloke. Number two, I have Basketball. During the Unsolved Mysteries portion of the movie, there's a reenactment of Cooper hanging in his fucking closet. Suicide.
I don't think I got that far on the fucking piece
you
of
didn't.
The movie. But at number
too
one,
busy watching Kickboxer 4, the fucking...
The Aggressor. At number one, I have The Thing. I don't remember which character it is.
Doesn't count.
Wilford Brimley. He
doesn't count.
He slices his wrists and cuts his own throat.
He doesn't. He was infected by an alien. Doesn't count.
He wasn't.
Joseph Moe. Doesn't count.
He killed himself.
Mm-mm. Mm. Well, my number one is, of course, Paddington.
Paddington kills himself? If only.
No. No, he doesn't, Joe. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
But Paddington's homosexual lover does when Paddington says he's going to go to the family barbecue and let everybody know. He was so scared of the Aunt Medea coming and just spoiling everything. That he does. It's Planet Terror, Joe. JT decides to stay behind and just blow the place up, killing himself in the process. So, old Planet Terror, another Bruce Willis classic. Rest in empowerment, old Bruce Willis. You got any good Bruce Willis memories, Joe?
Nah, not really.
You a piece of shit, or?
I know he's made a bunch of shitty movies in the past couple of years. Fuck him. He was trying, I guess.
Trying to get that money.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, tune in next week when we list our top 10 things that came out of Stan Lee's run on Amazing Spider-Man. Can't wait.
That's a rough one.
Wait.
That's a fucking rough
one. We got honorable mentions, too. Mm-hmm. So join us next week when we celebrate the life and times of all of Stan Lee's wonderful accomplishments on his 111 issue run on Amazing Spider-Man.
I already got my number one.
Hey, I got it too, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, next week.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, head on over to dwnproductions.net. If you buy something, you probably are looking at about a, about a good 4 to 6 week wait time. Very, very busy with a bunch of stuff. Hopefully next week we'll have some spectacular news for you if you're into traveling across country to see things, then maybe next week we will have information for you. But if not, maybe in time we'll get it. But if you're listening to this, you might want to head to Camp Zool. But we'll talk about that at a later date, I guess. Joe, t-shirts?
Go to fastcustomshirts.com, place an order. I am also very busy and very behind my schedule, but it'll all work out. It always fucking does. And
it doesn't.
Who cares? It, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's life. It's all right. It's got its ups and downs. Fuck it. You just got to roll with all those punches.
A lot more downs, though.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to eventually defeat the Tong Po of your life. All right.
Most don't.
Boxer 4, the aggressor.
Don't.
And after that, just say, boy, God.